You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
For his latest collection of photographs entitled Sanctuary, Gregory Crudson went to Cinecittà, the legendary film studio that was once considered the hub of Italian cinema. Mr. Crudson, who is best known for his intricately staged works, explores new territory with these stark black and white images of vacant film sets. It's being published by Abrams, and I'm very pleased that it brings Gregory Crudson back to our show today. Hello.
Thank you.
This is the first series you've shot outside the United States, isn't it?
Right, which was one of many dramatic changes in these pictures. I felt like after making Beneath the Roses that I really wanted to challenge myself in many different ways and challenge my own expectations of things.
Well, in the past, your photos have been described as having an American quality. And I guess the first challenge is going to a place that looks nothing like America, although a couple of films about America have been shot at Cinecittà.
Right. And I just felt like it was such a sort of sense of beauty and sadness in these sets that I want to capture that particularly.
Well, many of them are evocative of the ancient ruins in Rome and then some of the medieval hill towns that are sprinkled throughout Italy. Was that something that you were looking for in the first place, or was that something that you found when you went to Cinecittà?
I didn't know exactly what I wanted my next body of work to be, but I knew that I wanted to change things profoundly. After Beneath the Roses, which in many ways was an epic project, took about 8 years to produce from beginning to end. There were hundreds of people involved. I wanted to do something that was more intimate, smaller scale. I want to, in a certain sense, return to my roots as a photographer.
Well, you had, for many of your recent projects, you've built things, complete sets, almost like what a movie studio does. Mm-hmm. And as you said, you worked with large crews. Here, you didn't build anything, did you? Did you even manipulate the sets that you came upon in this cinema city?
I sort of gave myself, once I arrived at this project, I gave myself a certain set of parameters. And one was that I wasn't going to touch anything or try to intervene in any way. And in that way, I really did feel like I was working in the tradition of, let's say, Ace or Walker Evans.
Although you were shooting in this film studio, Cinecittà means Cinema City, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There has definitely always been a cinematic quality to your work. It's just that you've gone from color to black and white, whereas movies have gone from black and white to color.
Right, exactly. And I felt like the fact that once sort of the given of photographing on this essentially abandoned backlot of Cinecittà, that there was already so many levels of artifice and reality that in a certain way, the less I did, the better, I wanted to do everything I could do to sort of kind of drain the pictures of a particular kind of drama or, and as I said, sort of ground it in more of a kind of realism.
Is it really abandoned? I know during the heyday of Italian cinema, people like Fellini making films, and then Ben-Hur was shot. Some scenes were shot there, but Martin Scorsese's Gangs of New York was shot there. Wes Anderson's The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. So it's still being used, isn't it?
Maybe abandoned isn't the right word, but there is a great sort of the thing that really I responded to first and foremost as I wandered through the back lot was the sense of collapse and decay. And to me, that was, I wanted to capture that maybe above and beyond anything else.
In the introduction to the collection, A.O. Scott of the New York Times, a film critic, describes the sensation of a reoccurring dream.
Mm.
Does it feel dreamlike? Absolutely. Because of the pictures do have that kind of quality to them.
Yeah, the whole experience from beginning to end felt like an adventure, and it felt like a uncanny there's an uncanny sense to the whole thing. That feeling of what's in front of you is both strange and familiar at the same time.
Is there a certain irony here in that so much of your photography has almost been like creating a movie set, and here you actually go to a real movie set and you don't create anything?
Yeah, that's an interesting paradox that I was aware of, that in my previous pictures, I worked to try to make ordinary life heightened and fantastical. And here I was trying to make the world of cinema ordinary in a certain way.
Have you ever worked on a movie?
No, I've never worked. I love movies. I've been, I think, profoundly shaped by movies, but I've, I think, exclusively in terms of still images. I've never wavered from the still image.
And I'm assuming that you always shot in film. This was shot digitally, wasn't it?
Right. That was another challenge. And
is it a challenge? Digital just seems so much easier than film.
Well, I had, as I said, by the end of Beneath the Roses, I had worked so specifically in a certain kind of idiom, a certain kind of convention that I sort of created for myself, that it was another way of breaking through. And for me, it was very liberating in that I was able to shoot much more than I ordinarily do.
The series is called Sanctuary. Why Sanctuary?
Well, initially I responded to the place in terms of its ruins, and then as I continued to photograph there, it became like a safe haven to me. And it felt like a place that had a kind of both mystery, but also a certain kind of poetry. And then on a literal level, when we were making the pictures, particularly in the dawn shoots, we tended to shoot like about 5:30 in the morning often. It would be the sound of birds who gathered, you know, through the old empty sets. And at one point I was describing to a friend that I felt like this place was a sanctuary, and then immediately that stuck.
The book, The Collection Sanctuary, is published by Abrams in a very large format. And I'm assuming that that's important to you, because these pictures do take on a certain kind of power that they might not have if the book was in your standard 8x10.
Yeah, that's correct. There's extraordinary detail in the pictures, and I wanted to make sure that all that was visible in the book. The prints themselves, the photographs that are the actual prints that are up at Gagosian now, are, by my scale, modest. You know, they're 24 by 30. And I thought that intimacy was important to these pictures. I wanted the photographs to feel like these little hermetic worlds in a way.
24 by 30 is not intimate in many photographers'
right.
minds. Cinecittà is an interesting story in itself, because it was commissioned, created by Mussolini, wasn't it?
That's correct.
He was a big movie fan. I seem to remember reading that he loved the Disney animated films and would have them smuggled into Italy even when we were at war.
That's fascinating. I did not know that.
He said, cinema is the most powerful weapon. Do you see that as being true?
I see cinema as a kind of replacement for the sublime in our collective consciousness. It's something that has great power and beauty, but it's also a mirage at the same time. So I love that sort of tension between some sense of fantasy and something that dissipates in front of you.
Well, Cinecittà is a huge space, and people could build whole cities on it, could build Roman temples, and movies aren't like that anymore. One of the reasons it's gone into decline, I suspect, is that Italian movie makers today are shooting in people's apartments and on the streets.
That's correct, and also a lot of those larger epic productions are being sort of replaced by green screen. And so there is this sense, as you wander through these acres and acres of emptied out sets, that this is from a time gone by.
And that's the reason they've often been described as haunting. We do feel like, in an odd way, like those Roman ruins, which are spiffy these days. If you go to Rome, they've all been fixed up. But still, you're very aware of the fact that the ravages of time can destroy even what must have been the most glorious buildings of the Roman Empire. Now they're just columns lying on the ground.
Well, for me, I love the tension, as you mentioned, that I never photographed outside of this country, that this is the first time I made pictures in Europe, the first time I'm, you know, making pictures in Rome, but of a set of Rome that's a collapsed set of Rome. So they're in these actual sets are in ruins themselves. So it's a great paradox for me.
So now that you've done this and really made a major departure, does that mean you can't go back?
Well, yeah, I don't think you could ever go back. But at the same time, I
feel Universal Studios.
Yeah, but there's something very particular about these sets that I was drawn to specifically. But you can never go back. But then again, you never truly go forward either, in a certain sense that every artist has one central story to tell, and the task is to reinvent that story over and over again.
Well, a lot of the new photography is of manipulated images. You haven't done that. You've just manipulated what you shot and then shot them in the more traditional manner.
Right. In certain ways, these are like the most, well, these are the most straightforward like documentary images that I've ever made. And that was very freeing in a certain sense. And as I said, I've always, you know, embrace the tradition of photography, from Walker Evans, Ache, that whole tradition. And I felt like these pictures, in a certain way, are a kind of love letter to that way of making pictures, that tradition, that history.
You have to wonder what Ache of Walker Evans or Ansel Adams would have done if they'd had digital cameras available to them.
Exactly. But, you know, they'd probably tell another version of the same story that they told.
I want to thank you so much for being with us again, Gregory Crutzen, whose latest project is called Sanctuary. There's a gorgeous book that is from Abrams, and there's also an exhibit at the Gagosian Gallery. And which Gagosian has about 300 galleries now all over the world. Which one are we
talking
about?
This is the Uptown Gallery on Madison Avenue, 76th Street.
And we have some images available, some incredible photos on our show page at wnyc.org if you want to get a taste. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.